okay, in year six at Michael Faraday School, and the pupils have been learning about balanced arguments. Very, very important. We have some work to share, some ideas. I've got a couple of young guys from year six. So, young man, your name?
Toby.
And with Toby, we have?
Lenny.
Great, Toby and Lenny. Right, let's start with Toby. So please explain, define, what do we mean by a balanced argument?
What we mean is that we have an argument, we have a topic, we argue about it, we have people who are in favour or people who are against. And we have a balanced argument, which means people who are in favour, they have to pick out reasons for it being a good idea, and people who are not in favour of it, who are against it, have to pick out ideas which make it not good, and that means we have a balanced argument, and in the end, we go down to one point, or sometimes we just leave it.
Very thoughtful answer. So now we're all clear. We know what a balanced argument is. Lenny, so we're calling it a balanced argument. The argument thing, to me, makes it sound not that friendly. But this can be quite a friendly exercise, so it's not people falling out, is it?
No, it's not. A balanced argument, what my point of view is you say something about, if you're for a topic, but there's other people that are against it, you don't say, oh, this is why this is not good. You say why the thing that you like is good and let them say why they think it isn't good. So you don't say nothing bad.
Very good point. So you need to explain your point of view. You can't just say, I'm right, you're wrong, I win. You need to really justify what you think. Now, we've been looking at different topic areas. A really, really good one, I think, a strong one for you guys, because soon you'll be heading towards secondary school, is school uniform. Now, as you know, at Michael Faraday School, school uniform, very, very important. We all look very, very smart.
Compulsory.
I like that word. Secondary school, things might be a bit different. So we set the tasks. Do we think school uniform should be compulsory in secondary schools? Right, Toby, what do you think about this?
I'd go against it, because it gives people the chance to be creative and stylish. Students should be allowed to be unique rather than being robots all looking the same. It is not allowing children to accept other people's differences. Some people believe that this can help with peace with others. No one can deny the creativity of children. Surely you would agree that everybody needs to express themselves insignificantly, just like a star shining down off them.
Okay, and that's an extract of Toby's work, which he's been producing. Only a short extract, there's plenty more. Some really, really valid arguments. Right, Lenny, I'm thinking maybe that you're for school uniforms for secondary school. Please convince me why.
I'm for school uniform for secondary school because surely students look more professional and ready to work in school uniform. Adding to that point, everybody knows that you look more smarter in school uniform, like you're going to work.
Yeah, that's some great points. Again, and so the work that Lenny and Toby have been doing, they've been writing down these arguments and they've been editing and refining, so they're both very, very good debaters. I'm not sure, I'm unconvinced, and so I can't really say one way or the other. I think if you're looking smart, smart is good. Hopefully in school uniform, but you can also be smart not wearing school uniform, which you two look both very, very smart. So I'm sitting in the middle. But that's great, okay. Well, Toby and Lenny in year six, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.